Once the message became public knowledge, Gunters nicknamed it The Limerick. The entire world had known about it for almost 4 years now, but no one seemed to understand its true meaning. And the copper key still had yet to be found. I knew Halliday had frequently used similar riddles in many of his early adventure games, and each of those riddles had made sense in the context of its game. So I devoted an entire section of my Grail diary to deciphering the limerick line by line. The copper key awaits explorers. This line seemed pretty straightforward, no hidden meaning that I could detect. In a tomb filled with horrors. This line was trickier. Taken at face value, it seemed to say that the key was hidden in a tomb somewhere, one filled with horrifying stuff. But then, during the course of my research, I discovered an old Dungeons & Dragons supplement called Tomb of Horrors, which had been published in 1978. From the moment I saw the title, I was certain the second line of the limerick was a reference to it. Halliday and Morrow had played Advanced Dungeons & Dragons all through high school, along with several other pen-and-paper role-playing games, like GURPS, Champions, Car Wars, and Rollmaster. Tomb of Horrors was a thin booklet called A Module. It contained detailed maps and room-by-room descriptions of an underground labyrinth infested with undead monsters. D&D players could explore the labyrinth with their characters as the Dungeon Master read from the module and guided them through the story it contained, describing everything they saw and encountered along the way. As I learned more about how these early role-playing games worked, I realized that a D&D module was the primitive equivalent of a quest in the Oasis, and D&D characters were just like avatars. In a way, these old role-playing games had been the first virtual reality simulations, created long before computers were powerful enough to do the job. In those days, if you wanted to escape to another world, you had to create it yourself, using your brain, some paper, pencils, dice, and a few rule books. This realization kind of blew my mind. It changed my whole perspective on the hunt for Halliday's Easter egg. From then on, I began to think of the hunt as an elaborate D&D module. And Halliday was obviously the Dungeon Master, even if he was now controlling the game from beyond the grave. I found a digital copy of the 67-year-old Tomb of Horrors module buried deep in an ancient FTP archive. As I studied it, I began to develop a theory. Somewhere in the Oasis, Halliday had recreated the Tomb of Horrors, and he'd hidden the copper key inside it. I spent the next few months studying the module and memorizing all of its maps and room descriptions in anticipation of the day I would finally figure out where it was located. But that was the rub. The limerick didn't appear to give any hint as to where Halliday had hidden the damn thing. The only clue seemed to be, "You have much to learn if you hope to earn a place among the high scorers." I recited those words over and over in my head until I wanted to howl in frustration. Much to learn. Yeah, okay, fine. I have much to learn about what? There were literally thousands of worlds in the Oasis, and Halliday could have hidden his recreation of the Tomb of Horrors on any one of them. Searching every planet one by one would take forever, even if I'd had the means to do so. A planet named Gygax in Sector 2 seemed like the obvious place to start looking. Halliday had coded the planet himself, and he named it after Gary Gygax, one of the creators of Dungeons & Dragons and the author of the original Tomb of Horrors module. According to Gunterpedia, a Gunter wiki, the planet Gygax was covered with recreations of old D&D modules, but Tomb of Horrors was not one of them. There didn't appear to be a recreation of the tomb on any of the other D&D-themed worlds in the Oasis either. Gunters had turned all of those planets upside down and scoured every square inch of their surfaces. Had a recreation of the Tomb of Horrors been hidden on one of them, it would have been found and logged long ago. So the tomb had to be hidden somewhere else, and I didn't have the first clue where. But I told myself that if I just kept at it and continued doing research, I'd eventually learn what I needed to know to figure out the tomb's hiding place. In fact, that was probably what Halliday meant by, "You have much to learn if you hope to earn a place among the high scorers." If any other Gunters out there shared my interpretation of the limerick, so far they'd been smart enough to keep quiet about it. I'd never seen any posts about the Tomb of Horrors on any Gunter message boards. I realized, of course, that this might be because my theory about the old D&D module was completely lame and totally off base. So I'd continued to watch and read and listen and study, preparing for the day when I finally stumbled across the clue that would lead me to the Copper Key. And then it finally happened, right while I was sitting there daydreaming in Latin class.